red light. There we go. Now we're rolling.
Okay. Hey, what's up, guys? A little impromptu Smoking With episode. Brought to you by, as always, Sunday Scaries.
Oh, Sunday Scaries. Love me some.
Yeah. Love me some CBDs.
Yes.
You should love you some CBDs. And if you do, go on there. Save yourself some money with our code of...
SW25. Save yourself 25% off on some edibles.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Dabs, flower.
Pluck, I think.
I don't know. I think that was the Delta 8. Anyway, they do a lot of cool CBD
situations. They do a lot of edibles, mostly. But it's good stuff. You should check it out.
Yeah, go check those guys out. If like Josh always says, if you're already taking CBD, like, at least give them the shot.
Go save yourself some money.
Like, just try it, man. You'll probably be sold. Plus, they do some really cool stuff, like their raw berries. They support breast cancer. Not support breast cancer.
They support
breast cancer awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they donate money towards that when you buy their raw berries. So,
oh, yeah.
Anyway, go check out, some Sunday Scaries. Get yourself some CBD.
Hell yeah.
Weaken that anxiety.
Fuck yeah.
So also today, not impromptu, but not really a sponsor, I got my Puffco Peak here.
Yeah, dude, Garrett's over here flexing on me.
I'm not flexing anything.
Whips out this Puffco. He's like, yep. Like, it's all bright and shiny. And he's like, today can be a rosin episode. Cool. Puffco episode.
When isn't it a rosin episode? But today is an extra special rosin episode because I actually brought, of course, these two, the Bubbies.
I'm going to be hitting the Bubbies for sure.
Especially the Bubbies. Yeah. The papaya tangy is going to hit, I feel like.
What's the PNW again?
Afghan Kush.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might
end the one with that because I do love I'm just some blowing, good old
honestly,
Kush.
Honestly, blowing through this Afghan Kush rosin quicker than I do any other rosin because, it's
fuck
so
me
good.
Up with some Indica Land Races, right? Like, damn. And then also, like, Garrett brought me a surprise of some fresh rosin from the PJ.
This
is a mix, a little mixed bag of some dry sift, but I'm excited as always. I don't think anything beats fresh wheat.
For sure.
I think fresh weed is even better than expensive weed.
I mean, I guess it's hard-pressed to say that that's, like, fresh, because the dry sift, I mean, it's just been, like,
I mean,
that's why it's such a mixed
bag.
This is
fresher than if I went and bought some dry sift, undoubtedly.
For sure, yeah.
undoubtedly.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah, you're
like,
right there.
This is going to be fresher than anything I'm going and buying at the store currently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
I'm excited about that.
Okay, yeah. I'm excited for you. I'm like almost hesitant because I really want to be bougie with this Puffco. I'm almost hesitant to hit that dry sift out of it. I'm not going to lie, but I mean, we could try it.
I got the Q-tips, dog.
I know. It comes with four Q-tips.
Wow. Wow. I like how they're like black Q-tips too, like bougie.
Yeah. They're like, oh, check us out, man. You have to, it's like a requirement. Yeah. They put it in their like instructions
to
use.
These are the Puffco
Q-tips. Yeah.
I bet you they sell refills of those. Bet you.
In four packs, like 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised though that there's like packs of Q-tips on their website. I mean, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So also, dude, I was like not cleaning up, but I was clearing a space for this our little pod track, whatever. I don't even know what to call this thing. It's like an audio box recorder all in one. It's the future, really. and I saw this Orange Mints by Northwest Harvesting Co.
Yeah.
Don't know anything about them.
Me neither.
They're
a sample.
Yeah, I see that. Their smell, like, at first out of the bag is pretty good, but, like, once I broke up the nug, it, like,
smells
it
like
degraded.
Just plant, right?
weird.
Yeah. I thought that, too. I'm like, oh, there's something good here, and then it, like, goes away.
It's like the opposite. Like,
wait, no, come back.
Yeah, because like, usually, like, there's, like, if a weed, like, initially just doesn't smell great.
You crack it open, and then it's like, oh, okay, there's
it releases
something.
All its lovely
nectar. Yeah,
this is,
like, a little hint up front, and then you try to search for it, and it goes away.
Very weird. I don't know. I've never experienced that in weed before, but like...
We could try it, dog. I could roll that up. We can see what's up later.
Yeah. No, I'm down for sure. Yeah,
but it is for me interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to find this dabber. Oh, yeah. This is the dabber it came with. Very interesting.
Cute.
Little situation.
Why
here.
Is it also like an Allen wrench?
Yeah.
What's
happening? It's
the repurposes of Allen wrenches. Homie had hella IKEA furniture and he's like, you know what? Squish
that. Comes with a free dab tool, bro. Yeah. Just, you know, file some of that down and
squish it. Good to go.
I like that. I like that. So I'm gonna get down on this Bubby's.
Hell yeah.
Papaya Tangy initially. I think I could probably load this and then hit it and then also still pass to you.
You can.
The same dab.
Yeah, but you should don't load a lot, but more than a normal.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Yee.
Because the Puffcos, in my personal experience, seem to like, they add some longevity to the dab. Because they're at a consistent temperature. And if you guys dab at home like I dab most of the time, unless I'm very diligent, you dab it a little hot on accident. You know, it's always like, ah, damn, I should have waited a little longer, but, you know, whatever. Or you wait too fucking long because you're high and you're talking and then it just gets cold on you. But the Puffco, dude, because it sets it at the temperature you want, like, it just kind of steam cooks that bitch for a long time. Do you have it on low or?
I have it on the medium setting, green. The
medium, if you will. Yes.
As you can clearly see from it, as it's warming up, it's pulsing green.
Yeah. And then it's going to hit you with a little like vibration. Oh, yep.
That's it right there. Yep. And then that's the hit.
Wow.
Wow. That's, bro, upgrade. Next level.
Way terpier.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, because you're hitting it the like, not proper temperature, but like a much more reasonable temperature than a fucking dab that you just heat up with a torch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
So if you want to like just get just flavor, go ahead and pick yourself up a. I'm just gonna say E-Rig. Like I don't think it has to be Puffco, but you should do Puffco because it's really nice. It's really cool. But there's other stuff out there if you don't want to splurge.
Yeah, there's definitely other stuff out there.
But that was delicious. Like, having it at that consistent low temperature, like, that's a game changer.
I literally almost just forgot one of the most important parts.
Oh, yeah, you got to use your designer Q-tips.
Oh, should I resell these or should I use them?
I don't know, dude.
I should go see what they're online for and then make my decision from there. Oh, that cleans out so nice, too.
Yeah.
The ceramic.
That's the way, honestly, dude. Like, the ceramic it's super clean, tasty. Anything ceramic that you're doing to me, like, I'm good with it. They have, like, I don't know why, but, like, anything, like, on the vape carts and stuff, like, with the little ceramic mouthpieces, like, I'm just about those. I'm just like,
yeah, for whatever reason, I feel like it's just, like, it's like a joint, right? Like, there's no extra flavor you're going to get from it, I guess. This is, like, how I view ceramic, because it's like a stone, right? So, like, you're just heating up the stone. Which reminds me, do you remember, did you ever experience back in the day the health stones, were called?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Motherfucking bullshit. That's what they were. Yeah.
So here's the thing, though. Okay. Let me say, the very first health stone I got was amazing. Like undoubtedly amazing. I just had this like one little like a lighter or a torch, probably big enough for like, you know, hard drug users to use. This tiny little butane clickers. And it would melt my dab and I'd get a really nice hit and then I could hit it again. I bought one years later because that one broke. And trash, bro. Like, absolute didn't get a hit. It just melted through the stone, and my dab was gone.
Yeah, or you're smoking hella butane because you're, like, hitting it while you're torching it.
Yeah.
That's what I remember about it, is, like, having to, like, heat it up or reheat it because it's, like, soaked up in there.
Yeah, and, like, just, I'll agree with tasting, you. Bullshit. Like,
straight up fuel, yeah.
But the very first one I had was amazing. Like, I used that shit, and I lasted, eventually broke, which is kind of sad, but...
I'm happy that you had that experience, the one time for the one time, because I didn't.
Fucking health stones.
Yeah.
Why would they call them health stones? Like, they didn't do anything. You were inhaling probably more butane than you would. I'm glad they otherwise. Like,
at least fell down in popularity. I don't think anything ever dies in like stoner, at least with apparatuses. Right. I feel like you're always going to have those things available. Somebody's going to do them. But I'm glad they're not the thing anymore, because I remember when they were the shit. Like, your banger needed to have one of those in it. I was like, ugh.
Were they, did, as you remember buying them or seeing them, were they pieces that you could insert into your current banger, or were they all
mine, one piece situation? You could unscrew the top piece of my titanium banger, and the soapstone sat like in the like bucket,
mm-hmm.
and then you would just like screw back on, and it would like hold the stone from like flapping out.
Interesting. Yeah. So it was like an extra piece, essentially.
A little donut situation. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, dude, I brought you a gift, actually.
Oh. Keyword donut.
If I could. Oh, there we go. Let me see. Bam, boy.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Plaid jacket. Lighter and wow. Yes. Okay. Two logos, guys. Yes. I don't know if anyone has ever ordered a lighter. That costs extra.
It costs extra. And the unfortunate thing is when you get your... Nice.
that was awesome.
Big old stoner party fell. Mm-hmm. When you get your lighters, they come with a warning sticker on them. So all of these lighters you need to peel off to get the hidden.
Damn. I didn't even think about that.
So also
they have to have that on there, huh?
We have this bougie. I like this one. This is why I'm keeping this one. But it's bam, white lighter.
Wow.
With the plaid jacket.
Yeah.
Gold. What do you call these things?
Gold leaf.
No. Jack, what do you call these things?
Oh, a jackrabbit.
No, it's not a jackrabbit. It's like a
jackalope.
Yes. Is that a jackalope? Anyway. I think
so. Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be.
I don't have my laptop out, so I can't just Google up some jackalopes. But I think you're right. Jackalope. That it's a little that rabbit with the fucking antlers.
Right in my soul.
Jackalope. Yeah. Whatever. Google it. But anyway, yeah.
Tell us if we're wrong, people, but I think I'm right.
Also, did you notice? We have the freshest trees.
Damn.
We just got some sweatshirts in today. Some zip-ups. I love
that. Is that on the back, too?
No. It's just the, what do you call that? Lapel? Or that's just the plot where the pocket would go if you had, like, a polo on.
Mm-hmm.
The breast. That's the one. I don't know why I couldn't say
over
that.
Over the breast.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. I like that. I wish that was also big on the back.
Yeah. I think that's... Because these are pretty costly. They, like, spent the money to get nice quality clothing. And he was like, yeah, like, to us, that costs, like, $26 to make. And I was like, damn, that's expensive for, like, you guys to make. So I imagine if you got a logo on the back, that probably brings it to, like, $35, $40 range.
Probably, yeah.
So.
I mean, my champion hoodie that I ordered with the like danks.
The current one you're wearing?
Yeah. This one right now. This guy with the embroidered danks. It's, yeah. I don't know, it was like 50, 60 bucks.
Which is actually, I think, super fair for custom design and champion.
Yeah, like,
so
that's what I'm saying. Like, I would pay to get, I don't know, I'd pay 50 or 60 or even $70 to have that because the logos don't cost that much extra when it's just the like ironed on mm-hmm. like logo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, just blow that up and put it on the back for like $5 more.
But no, yeah, man, they're starting to, they got a mustard yellow one with a different style logo too.
That's, I like that,
in my car. But good, I got job. A small for the fiance because I knew she'd like one. They're starting to get some like beanies and like they're really getting the apparel line going, and I'm like,
cool. Oh, so okay. What does the packaging look like?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to see some of that.
Oh, shit, I just fucking work in the garden.
Like, hey, guys, what's what are we going to put on our slicks? What do those look like?
Yeah. No, I'm curious, too, because I'm not sure when we're going to, like, roll out with our thing. I'm here in 2 months. I'm here in 4 months. I'm here in 6 months. So, I imagine we're going to start seeing some of that stuff soon. But I don't know, man. I just grow the weed, so.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see that side of it too much. I get tossed some, you know, rosin every once in a while. I don't really know how they make it, but they'll tell me like rudimentary how they did it. I'm like, okay, don't understand any of that, but cool. I'm glad it happened. I'm glad it works.
I think that when you guys do, I don't know who's the powers that be at this, but your slick lids, you should try to do like a different color.
Like than black?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
I don't know. like burgundy maybe, or like a dark green for you guys, like plaid jacket. I feel like those are fancier colors. But like, think about like,
what about a white lid with the jackalope on it?
Yeah, I'd be down
That'd
with it.
That'd be clean.
Yeah, yeah. And then you could do like, for the sticker, since it's got to like seal it, right? You could do like, it could look like a bow or something that
Oh my God.
Dude, that would be dope.
That's super bougie.
Super bougie. Yeah.
If you want, you can roll that orange mints up here.
After I like destroyed my rolling situation.
Yeah, you just, it's fine, man. It's fine. For the quantity of that dab that I took, that I feel like was fairly small, because we shared that one that I would probably equate to like a bigger version of a normal dab that I would take. I got decently high.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not anything too crazy though. I wonder if, you know, I think we talked about this before. When I mentioned to you I got this, you're like, well, you know, you just feel like you don't get it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I get that. And I understand that. And of course, that's the risk I'm willing to take. It's like, I look at it as the greens that you're throwing in the ashtray when you empty your bowl halfway through.
Yeah. Right.
Like, what do you get? You're going to lose some. That's fine. You just take another dab.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, sure, you go.
You are sacrificing high for flavor, 100%.
Yeah. The best part, though, like, is I'm in a position personally to like that have matter. That afford yeah, yeah that yeah. cost that like piece of the dab that you throw away,
right? I agree in like most aspects, right? Like usually I can afford to do that, which is like shitty to say, I think, but like that's why I can just like, you see weed on my rolling tray and I'm like, if I don't know what it is anymore, or if it's been there for like a day and a half, I'll just dump it out, dude. Like it could be a whole ass gram and I'm like, eh,
like that whatever's on your rolling tray, like, right? Now
after a while, dude, if I don't,
well, that's get stale that... ass ground up weed by this point, like overnight, bro, that stuff is like
right meh. Right, but if I did that in front of other people, blasphemy.
Oh yeah,
right? Like, no, if I just threw away weed, doesn't matter how long it's been sitting out there, they'd be like, well, excuse me.
Yeah, I feel blessed to be in a position where I can do that.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't want to like poo-poo on people, but the dab, I agree that you are sacrificing like the potency, right? For getting really, really good taste. It's like going to a fancy restaurant, right? Like, you're not getting there, going there to get full necessarily. Right. No,
never. Right?
You're going there because it's going to taste the best thing you've ever tasted in your whole life. And hopefully you've signed up for all the courses so that maybe by the end of the meal that you are satisfied. But you're never going to go home with a to-go box, right? Like, that's never
happened. No, not in a fancy restaurant.
No. Yeah.
Not
no.
like a Michelin restaurant.
But that's not
restaurant.
What you're going for, right?
No, like, you're going to experience. You
experience the taste. Yeah, exactly. This is that same, I think, type of thing. Like, we're literally, like, low temp, like, on a constant temperature control rosin, right? Like, 6-star rosin. Yeah, that's almost as bougie as it gets.
Right. Yeah, and I'm for it, man. Like I said, like, I got high enough to where, like, if I was just vibing, as the people say, you know, I'm cool with that amount of high, right? Like, I'm not always looking to get fucked up when I dab.
Right. Yeah, no, I 100% agree. And like you said, I can just take another one.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, you know what? Since we're not going to get high anyways, let's smoke the double berry cake.
Oh,
and see if it tastes any better. Because we're like, it's not gonna get. We like, know it's not gonna get as high.
I was
right?
like, since you know you're not gonna get high, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, I get high off most things, but now that yeah, the double berry cake. Let's see how the flavor.
Yeah. Right. Like, let's enhance that flavor and at least see what that's about. You know, I'm about it.
Yeah, and we got like just.
Right, and it's like not gonna fuck us up at all. So we'll be fine.
Shut up, dog.
Yeah,
so
that's the other thing. I got to, like, baffle that window. You guys, just so you guys know, this is situated in my garage. And I have a garage window.
You say baffle that window? What the fuck does that mean?
There's, like, a...
Is that a construction term?
I don't know if it's a construction term. A baffle is something to absorb. I think the, like, root of that word is just, like, it covers, like, a fucking hole. But, usually use it to dampen sound, so you can put it over like windows and like doorways or things like that. but yeah, it would just be like a little, you could make it basically like a bigger canvas, right? Like it's like wood with some material wrapped around it, and then usually you fill it with some sort of insulation material.
So then you just don't have a window anymore?
No, like it just goes up temporarily. Oh, like it's a box okay. thing. So like when we're recording,
I see.
You stick it up in the window, it's like poof, silent, okay. right?
I was like, damn, bro, that's kind of yeah. raw.
No, no, no. We'll get there, guys. We're going in the future. Anyways, hitting this out of the Puffco, this double berry cake, what do you think?
Meh. You know how I like talked about it at the beginning of the episode when I was hitting your pen and it tasted like, well, now that it kind of marinates, it's not bad, but it's not great. You know, I expected better of it.
I will say now that I'm hitting it out of this thing, it does taste creamy. You know, like those cream strains, like Bavarian yeah, yeah, yeah. cream or extreme cream or something like that. It's like got like that cream. Flavor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, just not like crazy. I would say that this particular rosin is just not worth it. It isn't, dude. Like, it's just like, I like American hash makers from what I've had from them, but this strain particular was just not it. Like, even hitting it out of this Puffco, like, it didn't change my mind.
Yeah, I mean, we also knew going into it that we probably weren't gonna have a good time.
Yeah, but, like, I went in with the head of, like, oh, I hope this is better, right? Like, to me, yeah, you get a little more of the flavor, but is it a great flavor? No. Not in my opinion, at least.
It's not nothing that stands out. And I think that it's important that when you're at that price point, everything you do is, like, a banger on all levels, right? And I will say the thing about this strain that impresses me, that I understand why you would want to run it, that's because it's fucking pretty, dude. Like, taking pictures of that shit, like, it is so light-colored, and it stays light-colored. Like, I've had that for, you know, I don't know, solid week and a half now, and that's still very, very light.
Yeah.
Dude, I think that's awesome. Like, it looks really, really good. So that's, I get it, like, clout-worthy there. And in Washington, too, that's, like, you kind of have to focus there because that's what sells the product, because you can't smell it. You can't open it up.
Yeah. You
have to go look at it.
Yep. By visual look.
Yeah. And you wash that and you put this shit out that's like light gray. You're like, ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All day.
Yep. You're still available Saturday, right? We're going to run a Saturday pod.
Yeah.
With Leah.
Mm-hmm. That's okay, going to be cool. Dope.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited.
We should probably do something afterwards, too.
Oh, I'm totally down. I love yeah. just bullshitting. Dude, there's been this topic of conversation that's just been going around, and I'm curious as to like how it hits you.
Okay.
Or your technique rather. So everyone's been asking everybody how they wipe their booty hole after they take a poop. And honestly, after hearing all these conversations, changed the way I wipe my butt. Like, I've been doing it one way for a whole 27 years. I think yeah. I'm 27. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Something.
And now I'm a reformed wiper, bro. Like, I wipe a whole different way. Like, all these people, they've always said, so I used to wipe, like, standing up in, like a squatted position, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I've come to understand my error of my ways, where your booty hole, like, comes together. I got a thick booty, so you know the cheeks come together when I stand up,
right?
And I'm sorry for all these people listening, but you know, I'm just
no, this is great. I love this. You're welcome to the people
listening. Honestly, shit, you know, talk about my thick booty on air. Yeah, and I never understood how people wipe their butt like sitting down, because you gotta, like, I imagine these people, like, you know, getting up on one thigh and like reaching around and wipe. And that's essentially what I do, but standing up. But I felt like I had more control standing up, so mm-hmm. I did it standing up. Okay. And then I heard this technique of like, you grab your balls and cup your balls and like reach down into the toilet and, you know, like basically back to front wipe. Ooh. Which is, hear me out, this is my new technique.
Okay.
So, and no, it's not like you're not wiping through the taint to your balls, right? Like you feel your booty hole and you stop there and like you know,
of course,
you wipe it right there. Mm-hmm. Far more effective. Like I wipe like half the amount, like use like half the amount of toilet paper, bro. It's a reformed situation. I love it. Like, I'm so glad that I was introduced to this via like other people's podcasts.
Okay.
So please go forth and tell me about how you wipe your butthole.
Well, I think I do a front to back, right? Because for me, the risk doesn't outweigh the reward there.
What's the risk?
Of going the other way is wiping poop onto your balls.
No, but like you're cupping your balls and you're moving them out of the way, bro.
Okay.
Like well, this whole and, time. And, to, and then like, you're like, blam.
Your gooch base of the ball area, right? Like for me, there's a lot of hair there. I'm like thinking logistically, you know, like that's like that could get messy, you know? Like I'm not. I don't know. I'm curious. I'm not going to say I'm not going to try it. Like you could do that pre-shower and just see what's up, you know, like either way, it doesn't matter.
I've just never had an issue with going like past my taint. Like I feel my booty hole and like give it a little scoop and I drop that shit in.
I honestly feel like,
and then sometimes
the ultimate way is to get a bidet. I think that that's the future 100%. And we're just like stuck in the Stone Age in America. Like honestly, just some water that sprays your butt and then dries you off quickly.
Yeah, and like most people, I think, still dry off with, like, a toilet piece of paper, but, like, you're using far less, 100%.
It's
way cleaner, way more sanitary. But sometimes I will say, like, if it feels off when I'm wiping, you know, back to front, like, I will, like, do, like, a final front to back. So keep that
just
in mind.
Yeah, just to see, you always got to pull that out. Like, that technique isn't dead.
But, no.
It might be necessary, you know. Okay, I get you.
Yeah.
I might change my ways too. Like, I'm interested. Like, I'm not going to, you know, I might be like, hey, dude, like 9 times out of 10. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've experimented with like back in like a few years ago, right? Like I did the whole lean on one side and wipe from the back. It just never worked out for me.
Like, I honestly hate that. I feel like toilets aren't built to be big enough for me to like lean all my weight on one half of this like plastic toilet seat, right? Like I don't feel safe.
So you stand up a little bit and, crouch.
Oh, yeah. You gotta like crouch a little
so
bit.
So you do
like,
my old technique.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just think thick booty people, like they just gotta experiment with that.
Yeah. I feel like if you got the squatty potty, it's like easier to like lean over.
Oh, sure. Yeah, if you got like your thing that keep your knees up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't got that. But I do want a bidet. That is the ultimate goal.
Squatty potty bidet, I think, is the ultimate combo.
Oh, shit.
Because then your butt's open wider.
And hear me out, dude. Like, I loved going to my grandparents back in the day.
Love that.
Bro, I just gave you a lighter. The fuck?
I know. I dropped it on the ground.
Oh, how dare you. You can use that then. That's fine. Here you go.
No, I want to use it.
Blam. So do you remember, like, I don't know if your grandparents did this back in the day, but like, or had this rather, like the cushioned seats?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not a fan, bro?
Okay. Cause I want to know, like, are they permeable? Because the ones that I had at my grandparents, they were pretty squishy. Like they'd squish down like a lot.
Oh, sure.
So my question always, even when I was a kid, I was like, doesn't that like.
Absorb all the poop particles?
Absorb, like, not even poop particles, but just, like, sweaty-ass particles and all that, right? Like, even if you wipe the surface, like, even if you're really due diligent about cleaning it and wiping it down, like, isn't there, like, ass juice in the cushion? I always thought about that. And I'm like, oh, man. And then you sit down on it and it compresses. And so, like, yeah.
It deflates because you're big ass.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
In 20-some years, I hope that they've come out with some new, like, gel technology. Like, Dr. Scholl's has come out with the toilet
seat. Yeah, but that's not like, what our grandparents had.
No. I was just trying to draw the parallel to, like, so you knew what I was talking about. Because I hoped your grandparents had a squishy seat. So, because as a man who I know, you, I'm talking to you, sits a lot on the pot when you're taking a shit, would love a comfy seat, right?
Right.
Like, you would love to have your ass not fall asleep while you're pooping.
Potentially, yeah. That would be great.
So yeah, that's the ultimate trio, I think, is like the bidet, the squishy, comfortable seat that doesn't have poo particles that inhale when you get up.
It's like a gel.
Or ass juice.
Yeah.
And what was the squatty potty?
Yeah.
That's the
have
trilogy.
Your legs a little closer. Yeah, you can be in a better position, be in a good posture. That's important. I didn't know that. It's way better for your guts.
Interesting. To your guts?
Yeah, like it's better. It's more aligned with your center of gravity and like the gravitational force of the earth. So it is easier for you to push out poop. And the way that your like body is shaped is better for like getting poop out too.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like that's in the same realm of like sit on the toilet backwards. So that way your back's more upright.
I mean, in the same realm, maybe for like different purposes.
It sounds like you're trying to sell me a fantastic pillow that's not going to do anything to change my life.
No, it's like it's scientifically proven. Like literally the only reason that I would get a squatty potty and considered it in the first place is because it's supposed to be better for you.
I agree, but what about squishing your knees closer to your gut is better for your
it's like
intestine,
your colon, like your lower intestine, like regular poops and getting all that stuff
that
out
shit's
of
fucking crazy and up in there, bro, like what, like meters, miles long, whatever, I don't know, it's feet. Long
yeah
it's long. A long lower intestine, right? So like what about raising your knees up a little bit is just more optimal for that jangled
because it
mess?
Just it allows more to go out, so it's more flow. There's no backup, there's no back pressure, there's not stuff getting stuck in the back on the
and
like,
where like
sides.
I'm curious as to where this data comes from. Is it just like reviews say, or you know,
I mean,
scientists
it's on,
literally
on
this?
The one that I bought, it was on the box.
What, studied by, backed by science, is that what
yeah,
I said?
Like,
just something
yeah.
basic that mm-hmm, anybody
like
can say,
whatever. Yeah, whatever. But here's the thing. It feels like that is the truth, right? Like it is easier to poop and you're like, ah, okay.
Sure. I mean, if it feels better for you, by all means, dude, like keep doing what you're doing. I
just
don't
saying,
think
like, try it out and just like see the difference.
Okay. So now my next question to you is, do you think that chiropractors are real doctors?
Yes. 100%.
What? No. Yeah. How?
What do you mean how?
There's no science behind chiropractic.
Dude, there is. Okay, I believe.
You don't have to be a doctor to be a chiropractor.
If you are adjusting my neck and my spine, yes, please, please be a doctor, right? Or at least like 6 years of school and practice. Like, that's mm-hmm. what I want. I don't want somebody who's just like, potentially you could fuck your shit up bad, right? That could be catastrophic. So I would want them to be that trained. I feel like we should treat it that seriously. And I do think that chiropractic work is important. Like I do feel like the alignment of your back and your hips and your shoulders and your joints, like that does wear on you. And if you don't adjust those things and are aware of those things, like you will deteriorate faster. I don't think it's absolutely necessary. But I do think for like quality of life and like longevity of like being able to move around and shit. Yeah, probably.
Do you think that you see those people who like have that like neck to chin, like support thing. And then they like pull, they like yank their patient really hard and like, it just pops the fuck out of their neck. Mm-hmm. You believe in that style stuff?
I mean, I don't know if you need to be that invasive. Like the chiropractor that I've gone and saw, like, there was easier ways to accomplish the things he was doing.
I feel like, though, if you just, and again, I'm just basing this off the fact that, like, chiropractors don't, you don't have to be a doctor to do it. You can just literally just, I don't know. It's just a weird thing to me. Like, I feel like if you take care and manage your body correctly, as far as like stretching and stuff like that, is your body
sure
would just naturally not need chiropractic.
I would say that you would not need it as often, for sure. And I think there's other ways to correct your posture and your back and your alignment outside of chiropractic work. But I do believe that, like, if you're fucked up and you need to get adjusted quickly, like, you need your shit to be in alignment now, not in, like, 7 months of like stretching and like doing this thing to like slowly get it back into alignment. And, like, no, I just want you to, and then like, let's heal, right? Like, just push that shit back into where it needs to be. I just feel like there's too many, like there's too much evidence supporting like chiropractic work in accidents, like for people who like recover from those things, that I just feel like it's valid at a certain
level. What if it's like taking an Advil though, where like it doesn't fix a problem, it just relieves it for a little bit?
How can like having your bones in alignment like relieve it for a second? I feel like
you don't think that they'll just slip right back to where they were?
I think eventually they will, yeah. And I think that strengthening those muscles around there and all that stuff, I think, is important. But the other thing that I think is important is having a good baseline, right? Like, if you're trying to hold good posture and train your body's muscles to, like, strengthen and be in this, like, good postured position that is healthy and, you know, nice to rest and doesn't affect your joints as much, you got to know what that feels like. And if you've been all jacked up for, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years where you think you're all right, but you're slightly out of alignment, or your left shoulder is like an inch higher than your right one, and you just don't know. You think that's how you are. And then he goes and like snap, snap right into place, and now your shoulders are the same, you know, like.
Yeah, but in a week you got to come visit again because it's fucked up again.
Well, because it takes time to train your body and your muscles to go back into that position. So sure, you got to keep readjusting it. But I feel like eventually the point is that when you're doing those other exercises, because they do give you exercises and stuff to do too. It's not just like, okay, cool, boom, like come back and then we'll keep fixing you. It's like, come back, but also do this stuff in your free time, because this is going to help strengthen this area. This is how you should be sitting. Like, this is, you can use a towel to do this. Like, they let you know.
So what you could say at that though is that maybe all the exercises and stretches they're having you do is actually fixing your problem, whereas the chiropractic is a, sure, I guess, a crutch, that the step,
sure, the chiropractor is just quick,
a step ahead, right? It's like, it fast, gives you that like extra something before, you know, so that way you're not sitting there stretching. I don't know, man, chiropractors just are like, I've been to chiropractors and I've never had success, and then I stretch at my home and far more success.
Oh, bro, I've like gone to the chiropractor and had them like really change my life, like as far as how my back was feeling.
Like, do you think that you could get a massage and then stretch and feel the same way though?
No.
How would you know?
Not as quickly.
What? The massage?
I've tried, yeah. I've gone massages, yeah. Hmm.
Anyway.
I think that the chiropractor is not necessarily long-term, right? Just like anything isn't necessary long term if you do preventative maintenance. Sure, like, sure, you don't have to go to the dentist as often if you like brush and floss and use mouthwash every single time and make sure you're brushing your tongue every single time and you're like doing that, your own maintenance like that, then sure, you go rarely ever. But nobody does that shit, and after a while you start getting fucked up and you need to go do something that's a little bit more aggressive, right? Like, they need to fix it a little faster than you just flossing and brushing your teeth, or now there's some serious issues. And I think a chiropractor is a good in-between of like joints being normal and joints being so fucked up that you have to get surgery to like put it back into place.
Yeah, I don't know if you're gonna change my mind on chiropractors, but I will say that I love that I can propose a question no matter what realm it's in, no matter how outlandish it is, and you'll come at me with some like real fucking talk. Like, that whole question was supposed to be kind of a joke, but also like not as in depth of a conversation as we just kind of made it. But like, I love that.
LMAO. Just go in.
Cause like, I mean, yeah, I don't, because when I come at you with a question like that, I never expect you to like counter it and like have evidence to back yourself up, but like you always do. And I'm always surprised that it's, so I just play devil's advocate and dig deeper. And
wow, I at least try to have personal experience, right?
Yeah, I know.
Like, maybe just, I'm wrong, but when I went, it was this. Yeah.
Oh, right before you got here, shout out to Terp Vapor on Cannabuzz. This dude reached out to us in my DMs and was just like, you know, saying, hey man, I love the show. You know, I've just caught up on all the episodes, and I'm like, wow, I appreciate
all the episodes. Wow,
bro, I'm saying so.
I love you.
Appreciate you, man. He also has some of our sweet tea F2 seeds. So like, he just talked about like, I think he was just popping those. So like,
tell us about it. Hell yeah.
Keep us updated for sure. But I just wanted to shout him out real quick. Fan of the show, reaching out to us. That's super awesome.
I mean, it's super awesome that we have a fan of the show. Yeah, that makes me happy.
Yeah. And at least outspoken enough to, like, reach out and say what's up.
Yeah. And so, what's up? Shout out.
What's like, up? Yeah. Hell yeah. We appreciate
you, dog. Fuck. Wow. This weed is stingy. Do you get that? Like, it's like every single time I hit it in the back of my throat, it feels like I want to cough, but it's not enough to make me cough.
I was
cough.
Just going to say, like, but not enough to make you cough. Like, it's like, what?
It's like right before you're going to cough and you're like, actually, I don't need to cough.
Yeah. And like I anticipated, there's absolutely no flavor to that joint.
Fuck. Oof.
I mean, bro, like I'm gonna be honest.
Here's the thing. Yeah, here's the thing. Fuck? And I appreciate your honesty because truth, like you can't taste anything. And here's what I think it is. That sample looked like, number one, we had had it for a second. And number two, they had had it for a second. Right? Like, I don't think it was like, ooh, check out this fresh. Like this is a sample from our now drop. This was like leftover from whatever they put it in a bag and it's kind of squished. So they gave it out as a sample kind of situation.
Yeah. Is there a harvest date on those? I know samples don't really usually put that.
You know that they don't have to put harvest dates at all.
Anymore? I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Or
that's
like
optional.
I think pesticides too. I don't think you have to report. Unless I don't know exactly the rules on that. I just know like some people will just like straight up not put anything on there. And I feel like if you're not using pesticides or you're guaranteed clean, that you'd at least put that on your shit. I feel like that's an accolade that you'd want to, you know, promote.
Right. Like, I feel like you should get the clout for that for sure, because that's dope.
Did that bag disappear?
I feel like it, dude. Yeah.
Is it under that red grinder? I don't think you even picked that grinder up, but.
Wow, that's Return to the Mac.
Oh. Which also was a so great strain. Good.
Yeah, that was.
If you didn't catch last episode, we smoked the Return of the Mac and by Fleek Leaf.
Oh, man. So tasty. Yeah.
Very much good flavor, but that's a disappeared bag.
Gone, dude.
Gone.
Super forever gone. Like dead.
Have you had moments like that where like
straight into a different shit. Universe?
Yeah dude. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you the story. When I was younger, me and my homeboy TJ, we're like in our early teens and just fucking around, had this he lived in like a double wide, and I don't know if you've like been in many double wides, but like there's between the kitchen and the living room, there's sometimes a wall that goes like almost all the way up, but there's like a foot to foot and a half gap for whatever reason.
The little stick things
sometimes this place didn't, but yeah. Exactly. Looks like a banister, but it's just like they just didn't want to do the whole wall, like cut costs,
pony wall.
I don't know. Yeah, but like up
like
all the
above
way.
Your head. Yeah.
And then so he had this in the living room side, this fan, you know, like a ceiling fan that went around, and then right beyond that was this wall that had a cap in it. And we had these paper airplanes, and we were throwing these airplanes up, you know, up into the gap because we were just like playing a game. And just all of a sudden, we like threw one up there, and it just disappeared. We like didn't see it cross the other side, and it was just like gone. And there were like, a hole between the cabinet and the wall that we're like, oh, maybe it went back there. So we go up there, look, there's nothing there. And we're like, dude, where? We look everywhere. Yeah. Gone.
Yeah.
Sitting there the rest of the night, like whatever. And I stayed the night. And then the next morning we wake up and the ceiling fan had turned off at this point. And we look up and the fold in the paper airplane had caught the fan. And the fan carried it and did not throw it away. It just, like, stayed on the fan.
Wow.
Just gripped.
I love that. Damn, and you all were looking everywhere, dude, and you're just stuck to the fan.
Yeah, because the fan was just moving, yeah, and it stayed on. And then, yeah, by morning, it was, like, off. And we're like, dude, what? Yep. Just reappeared. Yeah, yeah, it was, but you have stories like that? Or oh, shit, just
all
like,
the time, dude. Yeah, all just disappears. The time. Yeah, especially in construction. Like, I would watch something drop, and you watch it fall, and you're like, okay, cool. I knew it fell. It's right over there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you climb down off your shit. You go down the stairs or all the way down the ladder and you get to where you saw it drop, dude, and it's fucking gone. Like, gone. And you've overturned everything in this area. It's just, like, dirt, right? So it's not like there's a lot of shit for this thing to bounce up under.
Right.
Like, I've lost measuring tapes.
So, yeah, not like
box
a nail.
Knives.
No, yeah, it's like
just
shit
straight
that's,
like, up, like, gone.
Colorful, mm-hmm, big.
Yeah, it's straight bulky into a different universe. Yep. And the funny thing is, like, I watched where it kind of fell, right? And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Right. You knew what it position it was in, what it looked like when you'd arrive. Yep. It'd be right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gone.
Yep. It's
the zombies underneath the earth.
Right,
just,
yeah.
Just reached, like, up and grabbed it.
Just absorbed it into the earth. Yeah, exactly.
It's like that scene in, like, Smart House. I don't know if you watch Disney, mm-hmm, Channel.
Yeah. Yep. It just, like, absorbs it away. Exactly like that. That's, like, yeah, my life.
So, for viewers, if you're too young, go watch Smart House. It's like terrible.
That's a good one. I think it's on Disney Plus.
100%.
Yeah.
So have you, like, gone back since Disney Plus came out and all those old stuff? Like,
yes.
Have you? Yes. The answer's yes.
Answer is yes.
Watched like old DCOM movies. They're so bad, honestly. Like, but they're for kids, right? There's so many, like, plot holes and shit like that. That just,
I think we just watched, like, 13th Year or something like
that. The Merman.
Yeah.
Dude, those were my fucking childhood growing up, but I just can't watch them now. Like, the nostalgia of it, nostalgia's kind of a bitch. Like,
yeah,
because really
you're, like,
cool
you remember, and then you watch it, and it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
You're like, this is raw. This is bad. Yeah.
13th Year, Smart House, Motocrossed. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite.
Johnny Tsunami.
Johnny. Okay, low-key slaps.
Yeah, like, that still slaps. I watch that still.
Dude, and then there was, like, it wasn't as good of a movie, but, like, Johnny Tsunami, like, when he did that
the
whole, like,
other one when his hair was short.
And he, like, did downhill. Like,
yeah, like, it was dirt or mountain boarding.
Yeah, mountain boarding.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. I used
not
to
as good, but
I used
still
to mountain board too, so I thought that was super dope at the time because I snowboarded and mountain boarded.
I'm
and I was
cool,
like,
whoa. Johnny Tsunami.
Johnny Tsunami picked mountain boarding.
Yeah.
Honestly, the mountain boarding they were doing was way more hardcore than I think the mountain board that most people do.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just like off cliffs.
Yeah, they're just like doing some crazy shit, and I'm like, like, I mean, there's some nice trails that you can hit, and you have a break, so really it's not that.
Right.
Crazy because you can slow down and, like, really turn into stuff. And
but they didn't have a break in the movie, though, did they? It was just like
sometimes they didn't. Yeah, and I'm like, dog, every mountain board I've ever seen has a handbrake.
Yeah,
you know?
That'd be
like,
fucked if it didn't. Dude, like, how
just,
do you
like,
stop?
You're flying down a mountain.
You're strapped
bro.
In.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're strapped in. It's got shocks. It's like you're jumping over shit. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You need a break on a mountain board, bro. Like,
yeah, it's like a fucking bike break too. It's like legit. Uh-huh. It's like
a cable break. Yeah, mm-hmm. Those are legit. But yeah, little DCOM movies. Johnny Tsunami, what a hit.
Yeah, slap. What's the one with the dude and he cooks?
Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, like, hit me with all these. Like, yeah, I got him.
That's my jam.
Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off. Yeah, that was a dope one. Yeah, that was cool because, like, mm-hmm, it was like this fucking baseballless, like, kid who was really into baseball and
but
then just
like
wanted
really
to cook.
Wanted yeah,
to
and
cook.
I was like, damn, I feel that because I like cooking. Like, I'd be getting high and just cooking when I was a teenager. So I was like, yeah, that's my jam.
Imagine having those problems, like, as a kid, though. Like, I couldn't. Like, mm-hmm, that's a real, like, because this kid was like on this, like,
yeah, just pressured into, like, being a,
like, on the same
star
day, yeah, had, yeah, like, the championship for, like, the Kid World,
yeah,
Series,
dog,
and
like,
then,
yeah,
also
like,
this million dollar cook-off.
It's always
cook-off
like that, yeah. who plans this shit?
It's like, what a stroke of bad luck, bro. Like,
yeah, like, damn, dog.
Also, like, the parents, like, not, I don't think they really understood at first, but, like, $1 million cook-off, bro. Like, be supportive of that shit.
Yeah.
Like,
your son got
kidding?
In, like, he qualified to be in $1 million. I'd be like, wait, hold, time out.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. First of all, you can cook. Yeah. Second of all, you can cook so good that you're entering $1 million competition, right? Like, yeah, I'm about it. I think the dad does end up helping him, right? Because like, he comes in and he's like, I can crack eggs with one hand.
Yeah.
Like, just like shits on him.
I fucking forgot. That is like the sole fucking reason I crack eggs with one egg today. Like with one hand today, bro. Like that shit changed my life.
Yeah. Just like
I was like, dude, he could do that. Like that was something special. And then like I would like and like growing up, that has been like one of my not party tricks, but like I could like show like, people.
Hell
like,
yeah, I can crack do this. An egg with one hand. You look like, legit in the kitchen. Yeah. The second you do that, they're like, oh, hold the time out. Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude, I forgot. Dad just straight, like...
Just shits on his son.
Like, yeah. Meanwhile, like, he's like, why the fuck are we eating your mom's spaghetti 3 times a week when you can cook, bro? Like,
yeah.
Come
like,
on.
Come on, dog. Wow. Yeah. You could have been cooking a steak.
But I think the dad was also the, like, the baseball coach, right?
Yeah,
like, he was the one really
like,
pressuring
him. Kind of pressuring him, yeah. And then, like, turns out, like, he can cook, too, and it's like... You motherfucker.
Did you ever watch that Motocross, the one I talked about, where it's like...
Where it's like the girl who pretends to be her twin brother.
Yeah.
Andy and Andy. Yeah. I did watch that.
Yeah. That one, honestly, I think was the one that I watched the most. That and the 13th year, for whatever reason, those ones like...
Pretty good.
Were the hits.
Yeah. Slappers.
Yeah. And there was like the kind of shitty ones, arguably like Blank Check.
Yeah, blank check was a little weird.
Because there was that like lady, that older
lady. The one
lady
I didn't like
hitting...
as much was like the leprechaun.
Luck of the Irish.
Yeah, basketball one. Yeah. And that wasn't my jam. I think that 13th year came out before that too. So I felt
it's
like
the
they
same
were trying
kid,
to, like,
right?
No, it's a different kid. But they're like, he's like copying that. And I'm like, I don't like that. He's just turning into a different mythical creature.
Right. Yeah. Can we go back to that blank check? Because I was... do you remember, okay, so like I watched this when Disney Channel, like Disney Plus came out and whatnot, dude, like there's a lady who flirts with this kid because he's a millionaire or has like this blank check and is like, you know.
Yep.
It's fun.
Right.
Like that's
some 90s shit.
Like,
yeah.
Like, that's
like,
amazing.
It doesn't matter
that happened.
How
and
old I am if I got money.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, bold.
Granted, he was just supposed to be this representative for this Mr. Rich billionaire guy, but like he was the kid with the money. She didn't really know he had the money, but like she was just really like falling in love with this kid. Like it was such a 90s fucking thing. But like as a kid, you're like, dude, he's like getting the checks. Like fuck yeah. But like you look at it as an adult, you're like,
yeah, creepy dog. And then also when that kid grows up, she's gonna be like old.
Yeah, hella old.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, that was like kind of a weird dream as you're like growing up. You're like, damn, is this like teacher gonna flirt with me right now? Like, she's kind of hot.
Yeah, I feel like, that's it seems more realistic in college, probably. That's
Yeah. Not as like a fucking sixth grader.
Yeah, whoa.
Anyway, yeah, Disney was weird.
Doesn't that shit happen, though? Like, I feel like I've seen some shit in the news where it was, like, junior high kids or something. Like,
yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Like, female teachers, too. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, most of the news has been about these, like, female teachers doing this shit. I'm like, what?
That's a strange...
Yeah.
Either way, right? Like, either to, like...
Either way, yeah.
Like, male or female teacher,
the fucked up
weird.
Shit, yeah. Either way, it's fucked up. But the fucked up thing is, like, the surprise that it's not a man, right? Like, it's a girl teacher?
Yeah. What? Because we understand, like, men are generally, there's just this, like, sex-driven... Like,
usually there's... It's more common to have the scum of the earth...
Yeah, right.
In sexual crimes to come from the male side of life. Like, it's just facts, right?
Yeah. So it is kind of a weird.
Yeah, a weird paradigm, right? Like, you got this, like, lady creeper.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about something a little lighthearted, a little better.
Yeah,
let's go back to, like.
Let's go back to cooking, dog.
Let's go back, yeah.
Yeah. I made some steaks the other day.
Ooh, steaks.
Every time I make steak, I feel like a chef. Even though I'm not one, right? Like, just the fact that I'm like, I'm going to put this on this cast iron, and I'm going to heat up the oil.
Well, you're cast iron with it, huh?
Yeah, and I'm going to, like, stick these steaks on here, and then I'm going to melt the butter on here and get my thyme and my garlic.
Do you pan fry the whole thing? You don't? Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like I've had good experience with, like, searing the fuck out of it and then throwing it in the oven, too.
Yeah, I just saw in a video that a guy did that. He's, like, a Michelin star chef, and he's like, this is the best.
Excuse me. Yeah. I'm on the level.
He was like, this is the way. And I was like, I mean, yeah, I think could, there's, but I've also seen a lot of dudes just, like, cook this shit on a cast iron skillet, which I, like, I just had the time to do that. I was like, man, I got to preheat my oven now.
Yeah, I do it more when, like, I have other shit going on. If I have, like, potatoes in the air fryer for, like, 20 minutes, you know, making French fries or cut potatoes, you know,
yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll throw this in the oven and they'll be done at the same time. You know, steak gets cold quick. Just, it depends on what I'm cooking. If it's, like, broccoli or something, yeah, it's, like, pan all the way.
Yeah.
It's just and easier, let
it,
quicker.
Like, let it rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever get, like wine or white wine vinegar? Those are some of my,
yeah, so
my essentials.
Wine is good. I didn't understand the power of wine and red meat until, like, I had the, like, a really nasty dry wine. Like, it was a really, really pretty stout, like, mm-hmm. red wine,
like bitter,
like dry. I don't
like, you wouldn't, I guess, feel quenched, I guess, drinking it.
Better, but, like, they would describe it as a dry wine. It's, like, not sweet. Mm-hmm. It's like the other spectrum, like going more towards vinegar. Like, yeah, we're going that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
like, I call that bitter.
Yeah. 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 Well, like,
but in the wine world,
they call it dry. Like, yeah. Stay away from the dry wines. Yeah. But so anyways, you
have this dry wine.
You have this dry wine, and it, like, I forgot where I was going with this.
So did you cook with this wine, or, like,
it's like,
did you pair it with it?
No,
the steak?
So it's this nasty red wine, right? This dry ass wine. And it doesn't taste good. But however, comma, when you cook with, and you, like, oh, I'm gonna pair this blah 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 with this wine,
mm-hmm.
then I was like, I never understood that. I'm like, oh, okay, like, they're just like, oh, it tastes good together. Mm-hmm. But no, literally, you drink this wine, in my opinion, tastes like shit, right? Like, I'm not a wine guy, so I know that I'm very biased, but this would not be, like, what I would spend money on to drink, right?
Right.
Like, I would be like, ooh, man, I'm upset that I have to drink this. But, however, comma, you go over here and you cut this steak, and you take a bite of the steak, and it made the steak taste better.
Oh, so you're intentionally fucking yourself by drinking this gross wine, but then you're like, no, but, wait.
Like, it's hitting your tongue in a way that when you go and you hit the steak, it's better. And I was like,
It's not just like a flavor pairing. It's like the body experience pairing. It's like legit. Pairing. Yeah,
like, it's legit. They're pairing this wine with this thing because it's going to make this taste better.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, wow. Okay, so I understand now. You just drink this because you want this to taste really fucking good.
You don't care
it has
about the
nothing
wine.
To do with the wine. Yeah, you're like, give me that little whatever. Yeah, give me that. I guess some people probably care, right? They probably enjoy the wine as well. And for them, it's like smash bang fusion, because they're like, not only is this wine delicious, but now it's making my steak fucking even better.
Right.
For them, they're having a great time. But for me, I can choke down the wine and have this glorious, epic, delicious steak. No reason. Yeah.
Wow.
Try it out, dog.
Wow. Yeah, we got this wine once upon a time, and we got it because the bar or the, like, label looked cool. So we got it and just got home and tried it, and it was like, ugh, like, bitter. Like, and I'm just like, dude, who would drink this? Like, why does this exist? And so we just threw it away. But that makes sense.
I bet you if you would have paired that with something, it would have been bomb. Like some pasta or something. It would have just been like, makes this taste better.
Yeah. I had this, like, Chardonnay, and it's supposed to be, like, quote, buttery, and I'm like, I don't know what this means. And I, like, try it before, because we were having, like, fettuccine, like, Alfredo, and so I was bringing wine. This was to my fiance's parents, and
perfect.
Yeah, and yeah, we just bring wine sometimes. And I take a sip of it before I eat, and I'm just like, oh, this isn't very good. But then after eating like a bite of the pasta, like, the buttery made sense. It was very weird. Like, I'm just like, but, like, in a good way. Like,
right.
It tastes just like a sweet, buttery, like, creamy wine. I'm just like, Yeah, so pairing, like, doesn't make sense, but, like, but makes
sense.
Yeah, it
doesn't make sense.
They don't tell you how to do it. They just say, like, do this, this.
Yeah, this with this. It's like people's jobs, like wine aficionados. Like, what are those guys' names?
Sommeliers,
yeah. Like, when they, like, work at a restaurant, like, that's legit their job. They just, like, try different wines and try different food, and they're like, yep, this together, the best.
Bougie.
Yeah.
I can't believe your cat has been in here this entire time.
Yeah, just kicking it.
Never chilling with us, but like today she was just like,
she's like, I'm napping in here.
I'm gonna nap with the boys while they shoot their show. Yeah. That's awesome.
Very peaceful.
Very peaceful.
For me it sounds very loud, but I forget that we're probably not as loud as we think we're being. You know, we're just having a regular conversation. But it sounds like I would be pissed if I was trying to sleep and somebody was talking this loud right by me.
No, this is what it would sound like if you talked like this right into their ear.
Right. Yeah, like you were talking to them.
Yeah, and then when we take these headphones off, we're going to be deaf again.
Deaf. Straight deaf.
But, you know.
That's that good weed.
That's like, that it just makes you deaf.
Just makes you deaf.
Shit, that would be a trip. I would not be for that.
Like if you hit weed and it was so strong that it started making your ears ring and then you couldn't hear anything for a while.
Yeah. Damn, that would like totally throw out the case for like weed being good for PTSD if there was weed like that out there. Like you're just like, oh God. You just think something just blew up right next to you.
Yeah, just
that would be
freak
not
it out.
A good time.
Yeah. No.
Oh, it's going to be sketchy when there's a world of weed that's just like, in a way unregulated, like where there's just huge amounts of weed where like it's just another ag product, like we talk about, like how
I feel like it'll still be regulated. I feel like it'll have to be more regulated at that point.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about like when like weed cigarettes end up at 7-Eleven and you gotta like get a card to get them, and you know what, like that quality just, I don't know, bums me out. I don't know exactly where I was going with that, but like
makes you sad to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because we were talking about good. I think because we were talking about good weed. We'll do that. Make you deaf. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trace it back.
Trace it back.
And just imagine that would be the quality of weed that would like make your ears ring.
Is the shitty weed? You think the shitty weed would do that to you?
Yeah, bro. Dude. That sounds like a negative effect. Like,
no, I think this is like some super concentrate. Definitely a negative effect, but I think it's like shit's shutting down.
Like too good?
Like, yeah. So much like stimulation that it's like, bee! Like you just can't hear.
I feel like
anymore.
That'd be a distillate kind of situation. And that's funny, as we fucking talked about UA, she's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. She heard us talking about her. She's like, fuck you guys talking shit about me on your show. I don't know those motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't know those guys.
Yeah. Fuck you. And then leaves. But LMAO, the door's closed, so she can't actually go anywhere. She just left her comfy spot for nothing.
Yeah, well, to probably go sleep on the cold concrete. Yeah. Maybe she wants that change fun. In temperature. Yeah.
Let me hit some of that that koosh. I think it's time.
Do you want it out of that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm always like hesitant to grab it from the top piece. It's pretty well in there, but like
also it can come out, right? Like you could just pull it off. So exactly. Like, no, I get where you're coming from. As soon as you said that, I was like, oh yeah, fuck.
Yeah, don't.
That thing just comes off. But they have those custom glass pieces for the Puffco guys, and those are cool. Like if you've never seen them, go look them up because.
Aftermarket style.
Yeah, aftermarket. Oh, yeah. Like they'll make different shapes and like all types of cool shit that like goes on top. They have actual like rig, like they'll have like chambers and shit and like.
Yeah, there's like perks inside. Nice. Yeah. I've seen like people, like that was one of the things when I was looking at the Peak and the Peak Pro, like how different they are, and people were like, "Well, the Peak Pro has like a bigger spout." Like a glass piece. And I was like, well, you know, I really don't expect to like pull that hard to where I'm getting water in my mouth every single time. Like people were that like, oh yeah, well you just won't get water in your mouth. And I was like, well, it tells you to pull lightly. You're not supposed to just be like sucking that shit in. Like
they don't know. They're just
slow
like, I'm
pull.
To...
You know how that works, right? You've operated one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. Just impressing me. Is this like, so you've used these before, yeah?
Yeah, we used to sell these.
Oh, at Dang's?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. For a hot second, hottest of seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, we, when I was working at Budstop, they did that as well. They brought in like four, and that was like it.
You know why? Because they don't do the...
They don't have like a discount or anything?
They don't do returns. It's like trying to return a iPhone. You got to go through like Apple to do it.
Uh-huh.
So you can't like return it back to the manufacturer. You got to like send this thing into their like fix it type of situation because they have a warranty and then they give you like parts or whatever, or like fix, like give you a swap out pretty much. But you can't do it as the...
Oh, so then they have to return it to they the retailer to, and then...
Yeah, they're trying to return it to you, the retailer, mm-hmm. and you have to be like, no, hit up Puffco. Oh. And then you have to send it into Puffco, and Puffco's got to see if it's a warranty or if you voided the warranty or not.
Yeah, but that's what they did with the emails or the e-nails that you guys had, the Killer Bee stuff. And it's like, well, you got to send it to the manufacturer.
LMAO.
I know. But I don't know, man. Do you guys have any like e-rigs? Are you selling right now?
No.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Because they're just a fucking hassle. And as like a...
Here's the thing. When you store. Resell, you have to do like... Because you have people that you have to pay, mm-hmm. there's a margin that you have to meet as a retail store. And you don't necessarily have to meet those when you're just selling your product direct online, right? Like when it's going straight from the factory to the person's house. And they're paying, you're passing off the cost of shipping to them after mm-hmm. the fact, you can charge them less money than, you know, I can charge them.
Right.
So from that standpoint, it's not worth it. Like, why would you go buy a Puffco for like $400 or $500 when you could order it online for like $350?
Sure.
Right.
Convenience, man, I guess. But really,
is yeah, it but that like, convenient? Is it? Like, it could come to your house, yeah. right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I mean, that only came in like 4 days and it was delayed twice. So,
wow, delayed twice and still only four days.
Yeah, because it needs a signature to get it. And when they tried to deliver it yesterday, there was no signature. And so I was like, oh, go take it to the FedEx store. And then they just brought it again to my door today instead of taking it to the center. But Gaia was home, so she grabbed it. And I was like, oh, bless. I'm so thankful you had the day off.
Oh, yeah.
But... Yeah, I'm clutch. Excited to have that thing, man. I think it's going to make it's my life dope.
And easier. It's good for the show because you don't hear this, like, giant dragon breath in the background. I'm sure that right. you guys appreciate, like, no... like, halfway through the show every, like, 15 minutes.